We've heard a lot about the problem of sexual harassment in Silicon Valley, and that extends to the people who fund tech, venture capitalists, and workplace rules usually don't apply to them. KQED's Queena Kim reports on a major tech incubator trying to change that.
To an outsider, the actions look swift and decisive. Within weeks of being accused of sexual harassment in the press, two high-profile venture capitalists issued public apologies and resigned. But in Silicon Valley, female entrepreneurs were asking, what took so long? There were venture capitalists around Silicon Valley who knew these guys were creeps, or at least that's how one of the VCs who resigned described himself. But the industry turned a blind eye.
Hi, my name is Sam Altman. I'm the president of Y Combinator.
For a few years now, Y Combinator has been trying to face the problem head on. But when news got out about its tactic recently, it stirred some controversy and illustrated the potential landmines of trying to keep VCs in check.
It is a balancing act for sure.
Y Combinator runs a sort of boot camp for entrepreneurs starting up tech companies. And it also introduces entrepreneurs to VCs, or the money men. And they are mostly men who invest in startups. Every year, Y Combinator sends out a form asking its startup founders if they've been sexually harassed.
We put out a statement in 2014 about bad behavior. That was the first time we ever got a report.
A report that a venture capitalist had sexually harassed one of its startup founders.
And we just said, we don't want this. We have no tolerance for this. But we need people's help. We obviously don't see every interaction. So tell us.
If Y Combinator determines a claim is legit, it keeps the information confidential. But it doesn't invite the VC back to Demo Day.
So Demo Day is where our companies present to a room full of investors. And we have been very fortunate that we've had a lot of very valuable companies come out of our program.
Among them, Airbnb, Reddit, and Dropbox.
And so if you're not in the room, that's something most investors would like to have access to.
There are the usual issues of fairness and verification when investigating these claims. But there have also been rumblings that Y Combinator's approach risks creating a climate where male VCs simply won't meet with women entrepreneurs, the argument goes, because they're afraid of being falsely accused.
Burying your head in the sand by not asking is the worst possible thing investors could be doing.
Joelle Emerson is the founder and CEO of Paradigm. It's a diversity consulting firm in San Francisco, and Emerson is also a former women's rights attorney. She says Y Combinator is trying to hack a solution to a particularly challenging problem. Like managers and employees, there's a significant power dynamic at work. Startups need money from VCs to succeed. But unlike the manager-employee relationship, they're not technically coworkers.
If you are an employee, you're harassed at your workplace by a manager, there are very clear steps to follow.
You go to HR and file a report, and then they investigate.
To be clear, HR doesn't always handle these things well, but there's a clear system in place in most organizations.
And more importantly, Emerson says state and federal laws are pretty clear when it comes to addressing sexual harassment in the workplace.
When you're outside the employer-employee context, it's a gray area from a legal standpoint because there are no laws directly governing the relationship.
Sam Altman says it's this gray area that Y Combinator is trying to navigate.
In the same way that companies have HR departments and you have a place to report inappropriate behavior, the people in our program need a place to report inappropriate behavior.
And Altman says Y Combinator is just trying to take action against bad actors and ensure a level playing field for all its founders. For NPR News, I'm Queena Kim.